Chapter 1. Late September 1939. Gunshots rang out across the parkland and Robin slipped from a high branch of the willow tree, just managing to grab onto a lower one. The bark was coated in slimy green lichen. She climbed up to get a better look. Something was happening at the mansion. A blast pulsed through the air as she dug her nails into the bark to avoid sliding further. From her vantage point up the tree on the island, she'd watched the steady streams of men in forces uniform arrive at the park. A new 8-foot fence, topped with barbed wire, framed the perimeter of the estate. But the tree's roots would snake under the fence, no matter how high and wide they built it. Trees couldn't be locked out. The keys were in the seeds. She thought about her favourite, the spiny seed pods that dropped from horse chestnut trees and cracked open when ripe to reveal all the potential future trees inside. A war couldn't stop them. Even though the war had technically started a few weeks ago, guards had appeared at the front and back gates first thing this morning, as if the enemy might descend on them at any moment. They hadn't stationed guards by the side gates at the end of the woods or by St. Mary's Church, at least not yet, but Bletchley Park was starting to look like a prison rather than her home.